Okay, awesome. Hi, ladies. Happy group call Thursday. Yay. All of you have been on the call before, so I won't go too much into the things you already know about like call structure. It's going to be the same sort of format that we've been doing the last couple of calls. So we're going to do our introductions, Q&A. I have some specific question and answer and share prompts to hopefully kind of pull out of you ladies, what's been going on and some of the things that you've been working through or overcoming. And then we're going to talk a little bit about that Unpacking Your Money story workbook and theme that we touched on last call. And I want to find out how that's going for you ladies. And I also really want to hear which gremlins have been creeping out as you've been unpacking that money story. So if you've had an opportunity to do that, I'm looking forward to shining the flashlight on those gremlins with you. And then we're going to go right into the module 8.2, which is rewriting your money story. And I just sent out those workbooks, so I highly doubt that any of you have had a chance to look at them. No problem. What I'm probably going to do is do a screen share with you ladies with the 8.2 workbook and just kind of go through it. There are like four major sections and topics. It's like the recipe for rewriting your money story. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight is learning about that and doing some shares and some activities with that too. So really excited about this topic. I know I say that every time, but it's always true. You know, this is really important stuff. Our money consciousness, our wealth consciousness, our money story, our finances, like this is a huge part of our lives. This is a huge part of what we are able to do in our life. It's a big part of what we're able to create. It impacts everything, right? Like our ability to do what we want and to create what we want in the world. Like obviously finances and money are a huge part of that. So, I love talking about this. It's stretchy for me still. I don't know. I shared the Tuesday in the Facebook group and on my YouTube channel, and hopefully you've had a chance to check that out. But I talk about how for the last 10 days, I like went through the gauntlet of my money story trying to like take me down, and it was pretty intense. So it's a process. This theme is kind of an ever evolving theme in the sense that we can always, you know, improve it. We can always be conscious of it and be working on it. And I love talking about it because it is so shoo-shoo or like so faux pas to like talk about money. And like, so we're going to just, you know, break all of that open tonight, like we did on the first call, but this time we're going to talk about the positive aspects of it and how to rewrite it. So exciting. Okay, so before we get started with introductions, does anybody have any questions or does anybody need to hop off early? Anything like that before we get going? Okay, so let's go ahead and do introductions. All of us have been on the call before. I think we probably all know each other because we've all been on the same calls, but let's do introductions anyway. So let's do our name. Name, location, as usual, and then a gratitude, and then let's switch it up. Let's do a question or a current challenge that you have with finances, or maybe a goal with money and finances. So just kind of like a quick, like where you at right now. And I know that's really personal, but this is the whole reason we're talking about this is because it's important to like to discuss it and actually like take a look at it. So name, location, gratitude, and then what's up, something that is up for you with money. So, and then we'll go ahead and continue on with the call. All right. So I'll start. I'm Fawn and I'm in Las Vegas. As you ladies probably know, I've been sending some emails and posting in Facebook. Yeah, I'm in Vegas and wasn't expecting to be here and I'm really enjoying it. Despite the circumstances, you know, my flight being canceled because of a hurricane in Mexico. But aside from that, it's kind of eerily miraculous that I have this entire week to myself to hunker down and like passionately pour myself into a lot of the projects that I'm working on for, Fawn Miller Coaching and for you ladies and, working with my assistant, and we're like working on some really big stuff right now. So it's been awesome. I'm like having a ball with it, and I haven't even gone out. I haven't really left the hotel. I'm so content just hanging out. So it's a little like staycation. And I am grateful for, the synchronicities that have been happening in my life lately. I'll talk about that maybe a little bit more when we recap on visualization, but I've been like calling some stuff in like out of nowhere. It's pretty crazy. So I'm really grateful for that. And it's like rekindling my belief, not that it was a low flame, but it's validating and verifying that visualization works and that like, it's all the stuff that I, you know, work with all of you ladies on. I practice it too. And the evidence is like, it's just been pouring in lately. So that's been something I'm really grateful for. And then money stuff. Something that's up for me is that, right now I am in transition or in process of rebuilding my business model, kind of like transforming my business model. And I'll tell you more about that as it kind of unveils itself. And in that process, the sourcing of a lot of support and a lot of expertise is necessary for me to pull this off. And so I get to run my numbers. I get to kind of what Jessica, we were talking about, or you had mentioned on the last call around like frugality and kind of like, you know, dialing back so that you can dial big. So I've had the opportunity to like really assess, you know, what are my priorities and my goals and, you know, what do I want to invest in the certain areas of my business. And so as I get clearer about that and as I'm like, yes, and I'm super excited. And then these like synchronicities are happening and it's just super cool. So, but money consciousness around my professional life right now is something that's like really top of mind. So, yeah. Okay. And I'm taking a little bit longer on introductions because there's 5 of us tonight instead of 15 or 10. So, feel free to share at your leisure. Let's maybe three minutes or so, something like that. And let's go with Layla. Would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Sorry, I still take a minute to figure out how to unmute myself.
No worries.
Of course, I've met you all before. I'm Layla. And I think that one thing that I'm grateful for is my new computer's coming in.
Yay!
Thanks, guys. I'm so excited because I do all my work virtually so I can live my dream and travel. And currently, my husband and I are sharing a laptop, and he's a student. So it's been very... it's been very nice that we can make it work, but very challenging. And, you know, you can't just open up your laptop and work anytime you want, you know. And I have to kind of respect his stuff too. And, you know, I try to use it when he's asleep and things like that. You know, thankfully he sleeps in, so it gives me the opportunity to work. But, so I'm just really excited, and I worked very hard. I did a lot of research on it. I saved a lot of money, and so it's supposed to be coming in today, hopefully.
That's so exciting.
Thank you. I'm so excited. So, yeah, so it's been a long time coming, so thank you for being excited. I'm really happy with it. And then I think when you asked the question about what challenges I'm facing financially, I wrote down a few notes, so I'm sorry if I'm looking down, but I think that with the new job that I got about a month ago, I'm working a lot of hours, and so I have some new income coming in. And before that, my husband and I were very, very, very lean, and I learned how to be lean very good because there wasn't a whole lot we could do. It was easy. And so we still have to build. However, now that there's, we can be a little bit more comfortable, we can breathe a little bit. One challenge I'm facing is like actually knowing how to budget. I never really learned how to do that. I learned how to live lean, but I've never learned how to budget properly. Mm-hmm. And the last few times I've like with my last position, you know, I overdid it and spent more than I needed. And I just don't want to do that again. So that's a new habit and skill that I really need to learn. It's very important. So yeah, that's a challenge I'm facing now with money. And also redefining what my money story is too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another challenge I'm facing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Who can relate to unfamiliarity with budget at some point in their lives, or like not abiding by budget? Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's not exactly something that we're taught to, you know, how to do when we're younger. And even if we are, like, you know, some parents or teachers tried their best, but when we're young, we're like, we don't get it. We're kids, you know, or whatever. Like, we don't understand what adulting is like. So I'm really happy to hear that you're taking action to learn more about that. And that's something we're going to be talking about tonight. So that's great. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Jessica, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Jessica. I'm in Chicago. And my gratitude is actually Chicago. There was a period of time where I was feeling pretty antsy to get out of the city and like be in a different environment, like more on a full-time basis. And I've been appreciating the city a lot, just walking through in the cooler fall air, and it's been really nice. So
nice.
Yeah. Well, I kind of referenced this earlier this week already, but one of my challenges right now is considering how to bring someone along in a way that is responsible and not causing the conflict and tension that I witnessed as a kid when money topics came up. And I don't want to repeat that. So, just kind of communicating through this process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that in the Facebook group. And I know I made a note that I will respond to it, and I will respond to it later tonight or tomorrow. I'm going to record a video and post it in there for you and for everybody else that may relate to what you had shared. And I really appreciate you reaching out to the group with that and opening up about what's going on. And I think like there's a lot of relatability to be found in that for anybody who's been a partner with anybody and is making life choices. You know, maybe it's not necessarily investing in income property, but it's, you know, it's valuable and it's relevant to have the discussion around how do I communicate these things with my partner when they may not be in a space to want to, right? Thank you for that, Jessica, and thank you for your introduction. I will be posting something about that for sure. Awesome. Ren, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hey guys, it's Ren. I'm in Rockford. Just outside of Rockford, whatever. I am grateful tonight for puppies that grow up.
Cute.
Ethan's over a year old. She's starting to settle down. And I can't leave her out all night every night yet, but we've been able to leave her out all night a couple of times recently.
At the new place?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm hoping,
awesome.
Hoping that we can continue this nice trend.
Excellent.
And then my challenges and stuff, I get to start rewriting my money story too, which I've been putting a lot of thought into just here and there recently. And I did uncover a new gremlin not too long ago too, about around non-negotiables. My non-negotiables, I learned sometimes end up not being non-negotiable, and I kind of figured out why that or where or probably most likely originally stemmed from, and now I get to fix it. So I'm kind of excited about that. And yeah, and I'm excited to start getting, because I completely screwed up my finances over the last year and a half or so. And so I'm kind of excited I get to fix those now. Mm-hmm. And going through all of this with all of you guys, I'm going to get to keep it so that it stays fixed. And I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, wonderful. Wow. So it's really timely for you that we're covering this stuff. Good. Yeah. And this is brave stuff. You know, it's really brave stuff to face where we can grow and like stand in the humility of like what I'm doing isn't working or what I'm doing isn't working as well as I would like it to or whatever. But yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I will probably prompt you to share in a couple minutes more about that non-negotiables realization you had, because my ears are like, hmm?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks, Ren. Sylvia, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Yeah. So I'm Sylvia. Currently, my husband and I are in our RV traveling around. We were just down through the Oregon coast, and we're now in the Redwoods. So, so beautiful. So that's part of my grateful share, I guess, grateful for the environment, specifically like the ocean, the power of the ocean is just amazing and inspiring. And so let's see, money story for us. Which is kind of limiting a little bit, like, you know, well, you know, I am very cautious with money and I've always, you know, never spent outside of my budget. Mm-hmm. And so when we started our company, our new business online, so we can travel, we started out doing work exchanges on organic farms. And so now we've grown enough to actually like pay for staying in RV resort so that's exciting, like another step.
But still, like, that's so awesome.
So yeah, but it's still really hard to like, you know, to feel like, you know, we can ask for, you know, more money as we gain experience or whatever. So there's mm-hmm. lots of limiting factors in there. So hopefully our next step will be like being able to stay in Airbnbs and stuff like that. But, you know, we're just loving, you know, loving the flexibility. So,
yeah, girl, I am so happy for you guys. Yeah. I know how hard you have worked on this and how long you've dreamed of doing this and all the dedication and discipline and, you know, faith that you've had in this journey. And I'm elated for you. Yay.
Awesome. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Yay. Awesome. All right. And Kim, yay, Kim's here. Would you be willing to introduce yourself? Yay. Hi. Look at all those sticky notes behind her. I love it.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Kim, and I'm here in Ohio. And is it what I'm grateful for?
Oh, sorry. I forgot you joined late. So sorry. Name, location, and a grateful, and then something that you'd be willing to share around anything that's up for you with money these days. It could be like a goal or a challenge or something that you're working on. So,
okay. Ohio, and grateful for my family and friends. Because I just celebrated my 45th birthday. Yay! On Sunday.
Yay! Happy birthday, Kim!
And something around money that I want to work on is, oh, there's so much. I am looking to not be afraid to spend. I think sometimes I go between extremes because I grew up, my mom is like a home ownership counselor, so she does a lot of budgeting. So I did get a lot of good advice growing up, but I think it made me also scared to spend money. And so, unless it's necessary, I would not spend it at all. And I would feel really guilty when I did spend it, if it was on something good. Then I got less rigid and just like went all out. So I have to find a happy medium.
So from one extreme or one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. Yeah. So you're wanting to find like a healthy, happy medium in there. Yeah.
Yes.
Good call. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. Well, hopefully tonight's call and the materials will be useful. Yay. All right. And I'm seeing that Lisa just joined. Awesome. I can't see you, Lisa, but I see that your name is here. Are you calling in?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah. Perfect timing. You are, we're just finishing up introduction rounds. Can you hear me?
Great. I made it. Yes, I can. Can you hear me all right?
I can. Yes. Awesome. So yes, you made it for introduction. So tonight, I know I'm putting you on the spot because you just got here, but your name, your location, something you're grateful for, and then something that you'd be willing to share with the group about money, finances, like goals, like a goal you have or a challenge that you're working on or something that's like up for you right now with money. Just a quick share with that, if you're willing.
Okay. Well, I'm Lisa. I'm in Sandpoint, Idaho. And I guess my money piece right now is to kind of level up my earning potential so that I can keep traveling. I just went traveling and, you know, living in North Idaho, wages are pretty low. So I want to set a goal to not settle for a job that doesn't pay me enough to support my lifestyle. And if I'm not finding that job, then to create something on my own.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Yeah. So tuning into what you do want, tuning into those standards that you want to have for yourself to have the lifestyle that you want.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Great. Love that. Thanks for that share. Okay. And we're going to be talking about that on the call. So this is exciting. All right. So let's go ahead, and now that we all know each other and we're getting more familiar with our each other's money stuff, we're going to get our hands dirty tonight with this. And I know I mentioned this on the last call. I'm going to mention it again here because money is such a sensitive topic and triggers a lot of stuff. And for a lot of people, there's a lot of insecurity and like self-esteem kind of attached to this topic. So I just really want to say that this is a safe space, like no judgment, no, you know, it's everything's confidential, of course. But this is a place where we can actually come and talk about this topic that like is not something maybe we want to talk about with most people. And so, you know, with the purpose of and with the intention of actually healing through conversation or healing through learning, healing through sharing and becoming better, you know, just like everything else that we talk about and we share about, money, it's important to talk about this stuff. And one of the more valuable things about sharing this with friends or within a safe space is that we realize that we're not alone. And that's the value of being in group, you know, kind of an umbrella value. But with the financial stuff, I think we take it so personally if we're not where we want to be financially, or if we're struggling, or if we've made poor choices, or if we, you know, whatever. We can take that personally and think that something's wrong with us or that we're flawed or something like that. And then being in group, maybe somebody else will share something around something that we're insecure about. And then it's that feeling of like, as Kristen Neff talks about in the self-compassion healing recipe, it's shared humanity and common humanity. So knowing that other people are human too, and maybe have done similar things or have similar challenges financially, it's like, it helps us to be easier on ourselves and be more loving so that we can make better choices. So, I appreciate any and all levels of sharing in this, and you are safe. So, so let's do a little bit of recap here. Let me just check the time. Okay. So in the last couple of calls, we talked about visualization and how to visualize and the power of visualization and the subconscious mind. And then on the last call, we talked about unpacking our money story and like what a money story even is and what unpacking it does and the impact of that. So if you've had a chance to be on those calls, if you've had a chance to look over those materials, great. This is your opportunity to share any questions or updates or anything at all with regard to visualization and unpacking money story. And then I'm going to do kind of like a call out share around money story in a minute, but I just want to kind of generally open the floor to anything that anybody wants to speak to, celebrations, challenges, questions, etc. So I'll just do a general opening here. Anybody anybody wanna take the mic? Okay, let's specifically, I'm gonna visualization. Would anybody like to share anything around that? Questions, confusions, have you been doing it? Do you think it's a bunch of hippy-dippy bananas? anything around that? Okay, show of hands for if you have been, if you've written out a visualization of any kind recently. Okay, cool. And raise your hand if you've been rehearsing that regularly, at least a couple times a week. Oh, awesome. Okay, so for those visualizers in the group, awesome, you're practicing. And for those of you who are not, no judgment, of course, but it's the most life-changing thing you can do for yourself is visualize and reprogram your subconscious mind. That's how everything changes. So I invite you to give yourself the gift of getting clear about any aspect of your life, what you do want in that aspect of your life. Write out a visualization. The module 7.1 workbook has the recipe for like how to visualize in a way that actually clicks with your subconscious. So use it. I mean, it's a badass tool. And the more you practice it, the more it works and the more deeply and incredibly it works. So go for it. I'll share a little visualization story real quick here. So as I mentioned, for the last month, 2 months, I've been doing some very, very concentrated checking in with myself around what I want for my business. Like, how do I want to grow my business? Because I've like grown to a level that kind of like max cap, and I'm ready to scale. And I've had my eye on scaling in a few different ways and like transitioning my business model for a while, for a year or so. But now it's like, you know, it's time and I'm ready. And so I've been doing a lot of reflection around what do I really want this to look like? Like what, how do I want my lifestyle to be? How do I want my business to flow? Like what kinds of systems do I want? And really getting clear about that, because as with anything else in life, if we don't get clear about what we want, then we tend to kind of just like go with the stream and like things happen and we'll be in reaction mode and we'll find ourselves down the line in a place that we didn't intentionally create. And we're like, how did I get here? And oftentimes it's because we didn't define where we're heading in the first place. So it's, that applies to everything, but so that certainly applies to business building and business creation and scaling and things like that. So I've been really reflecting and journaling and checking in with myself. And then I've been planning it out. So I've been, creating this giant business strategy situation. And so part of that, involves a lot of like web development, hosting online, just like a lot of techie stuff that like is not my domain of expertise. So I'm going to hire out. And so I write out this huge proposal earlier this week and I sent it to my assistant because he's going to be helping me with, I'm basically bringing him on board as like a partner, functionally. And so I sent him this proposal and I know that he does not have expertise in certain areas that like are really crucial. So I write a visualization. I wrote a visualization, I think like last week in terms, or 2 weeks ago, sorry, in terms of like my hell yes business vision for next year, like a year from now, right? And part of that is that I have really incredible teammates, right? Like whoever I'm contracting out or whoever I'm working with or it's working for me are like stellar humans, trustworthy, high quality work. And I'm like, where am I going to find these people without having to trial and error? You know, if there's word of mouth, but you know, where are they going to come from? And then like 4 hours after I sent this proposal to my assistant on Tuesday, I'm on Facebook for a second and I see that a friend of mine that I grew up with, who is also a coach, is also in Las Vegas. And I'm like, oh, hey, you're in Vegas too. That's funny. Where are you staying? And she's staying in the hotel that I'm staying at. And she's four doors down from me. And I'm like, I'm going to come give you a hug. So I go give her a hug. So, and she's like, let's hang out and talk biz for a while. I'm like, yeah. So she is a business consultant, a growth strategist, a digital marketer, and she advises corporate scaling and business scaling. Like, that's her domain of expertise, and she's really good at it. So before I know it, I'm sitting here in my hotel room having a conversation with Lisa, and she's like gung-ho about coming on board with me and like working with me and like blowing my business up in the ways that I want to. So it was like a literal 4-hour turnaround between when I like sent it out and when she like randomly is in my hotel. I know her from Idaho. So there's an example of the power of visualization in action. The weirdest stuff happens. I know I tell you ladies that all the time, but it's true. So there's my share. Thanks for listening. And anybody else want to share or have any questions around visualization before we shift into money story stuff? Okay. All right. So let's shift gears into the unpacking your money story topic that we talked about last time on the last call. I know that this process can be kind of intense, getting in touch with where our stories came from. And I hope that you have been gentle with yourself and remembering to be easy on yourself as you go through this, because some of those stories can kind of, if we let them, we can start to feel really bad about ourselves for having them in the first place, even though it's not our fault. So it's some stretchy stuff. And I would love to hear what's come up for you ladies in like uncovering your gremlins or just kind of thinking about like, oh, where did I, like what beliefs do I have or what money stories do I have that are not in alignment with what I want in my life, right? Like, and where did these stories come from? I would love to hear anything that anyone's willing to share. Kim, awesome. Thank you.
I think if anything that I realized is that my money story kind of follows the rest of the things kind of in my life that I've been working on, which of course is that reading that book, Not Nice, is great for me, because I think I, growing up in church, kind of made me fearful to do a lot of things. Being the oldest in my house, probably also just the fear of going outside of that box that you kind of feel like everybody is expecting, but at the same time putting yourself in. So coming out of that and taking risks was always scary to me. You know, in church, I kind of felt like if I wasn't giving to others, then I was being selfish. So a lot of that kind of feeling and not wanting to be a bad person, wanting to always be good to others, wanting to always give, be nice. Mm-hmm. So I found that I do money the same way, that if I spend it on something big or, you know, on something that might be considered too much and it wasn't for my kids or my students or, you know, then it was too much and it was, you know, and almost to the point where I think when I really think about what I believe, I think I thought that if I did that, it was going to be taken away from me.
Oh, wow.
So, right. So being selfish and everything means that, you know, it could be taken away from you. So don't, you know, spend it frivolously. Mm-hmm. But I'm recently breaking out of those things that made me so rigid, including leaving a church I grew up in, you know, separating from being married, all of that kind of made me jump way to the other side. And so,
right.
So I have to pull back and I have to find like that happy medium. Cause it was almost like, okay, I don't want to be that good girl anymore. You know, like that, you know, rigid person. Then I just wanted to be rid of all inhibitions. And
uh-huh. So I You're took like, a where's dive. The credit card? I'm going to the mall.
okay, let's figure this out. So
yeah. Oh yeah, thanks for sharing that. It sounds like you're becoming more aware of like where did this come from, and the money stories tend to coincide with the kind of era that you're in your life, where you're at, the things you're going through with your life. And I'm so thrilled to hear that you are becoming conscious of these things, right? You're noticing these things and you're like, okay, like now I kind of want to find this healthy balance point where I think what I'm hearing you say is that you would love to be able to enjoy having things that you want to have and feel confident with that, and also responsible and also giving, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. Balancing it all out. Great. Yeah. I mean, this is how we learn, you know, oftentimes as humans, is we're on one extreme and then we're like, we just go gangbusters in the other direction.
Right.
That's not sustainable. So, yeah, balance, right? Or at least a semblance of balance. Yeah. Awesome. And then, yeah, I love that you're also checking in with those belief systems that were implanted within you from, you know, church, and not speaking poorly at all to church or religion, but it is important for us to recognize and acknowledge to ourselves that the beliefs that we have, if we grew up in, you know, especially religious dogmatic, environment, that these beliefs, like we didn't consciously create these beliefs, we adopted them from our religion, and like, does that check out with our beliefs currently as an adult, right? And sometimes it does, and great, but sometimes it doesn't. So I like that you're it's really important that you're checking in with like what's true for you now versus what was true for you then. Yeah, awesome. Anyone have any questions for Kim or feedback or a relatability with anything Kim shared? Okay. All right. Just one moment, Ren. I'm happy to hear your share. I just want to take a pause here and welcome Mary to the group. Welcome, Mary. I think you're calling in from a phone, but I do see that you're here and we are super excited to have you here. Welcome. I hope you can hear me. You might be commuting. Awesome. Yay. Welcome, Mary. It's her first call. Okay. Ren. Yeah. I'd love to hear what you wanted to mention with respect to Kim's share.
What was I going to say? I forgot. My brain's like only half here right now. Totally relatable, I think, is what I was going to say. Cause one of the things that I recently, have been like trying to figure out and stuff was like, how did I get so screwed up in my finances over the last year and a half or so? Mm-hmm. And I think it might be partly because like for the longest time I was responsible for all of our household expenses, you know, like the mortgage, all the utilities, all that stuff, everything. And then about 2-3 years ago, my husband got a job that he actually makes more than I do now. And that's kind of reverse what it's been for the longest time. It used to be I would make more than him. Well, now he makes more than me. And he, you know, we were going over our finances one day and he's like, holy crap, how come you have never have any money? And I'm like, well, I've got the mortgage. I've got like, I spend like $400 a month in gas, tolls, you know, this and this. And he's like, well, all right, I'll take all of the bills. I'm like, okay. And I kind of went overboard.
I see. Yeah.
And I've been very irresponsible.
I
need to fix that.
So there it is, right? Troubleshooting. I mean, it's like, huh, yep. how did I take a left when I was wanting to?
Yeah. It's like, I was trying to go down the middle and be like, oh, I have a little bit of money to spend. And now I'm like, I spent all of it. I'm like, oh shit.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's where you're at right now, but you're also, it sounds like you're consciously looking at, you know, where you're at and asking why, how, and then like, what do I need to change so that this, you know, changes and it doesn't happen. So yeah. Thanks for sharing that. All right. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and cruise on into the 8.2, material and themes and topics around rewriting our money story. So before I do that, does anybody have any questions about anything that's happened so far or shares? Okay, cool. Alrighty, so I'm going to kind of outline things here a bit, just so that everyone's clear on what this money story stuff is about. So when we check in with ourselves and we ask ourselves, how do I feel about my present situation, right? Like, what does my current relationship with money look like? How do I feel about this relationship? Does it feel like a healthy relationship? Does it feel like an unstable relationship? Does it feel like I always feel like I'm about to go through a breakup with this relationship? Or does it, like, am I happily married in this money relationship, right? So to, like, checking in with our here and now about our financial situation. So when we do that and we find that we are not in our hell yes with our financial situation, hell yes, thrive mode is another term I'm using for this, then we get to, as Ren and Kim have mentioned here tonight, and I mentioned in my video on Facebook, we get to take a look at why. Like, why am I not in thrive mode or hell yes right now? Like, and take a real honest look at the lead up and the what's contributed to this. So again, I mentioned this on my video. I'm just going to say this. I am not speaking to, like, people who are literally powerless, who live in dictatorships or do not have any agency literally over their finances, or who have had horrible things happen to them. I'm not talking about that. Those are, like, yeah, that's not, that's different. What I am talking about is, you know, when we wake up or we assess our financial situation and we're like, ah, like, you know, this is not my hell yes, this is not my thrive mode. So then looking at, like, what led up to this. So the first thing to do, check in with, you know, how do I feel about my present situation? And then ask ourselves, what's not working, get specific about that. Maybe it's we're overspending. Maybe it's we budget wisely, but we feel totally deprived of, like, having the things that we want. Maybe it's our partner, our partner doesn't support the things we want to invest in. So, you know, there's, there's a lot of different ways that our situation might not be working for us, or might not be where we want it to be. So the whole point of the first workbook in 8.1 was to unpack our money stories, which essentially means taking a self-reflection, taking some time to ask ourselves, what beliefs are giving rise, or what stories or what decisions and thoughts are giving rise to my present predicament. And when we get clearer about what those stories and beliefs are, or, like, our habits, right? Because our habits are just thoughts that are repeated in action. And then we ask ourselves, well, where did this come from? Where's the origin of this limiting belief, or of the money stories that I have? Tracing it back. So we're, like, reverse engineering why we do what we do, basically. So last time we pulled some gremlins out of the garden. I shared some of the gremlins, or the limiting beliefs and money stories that I realized were fucking me up in my mid-20s and keeping me real broke. And just to throw out a couple more examples of gremlins that have been, or limiting beliefs, money stories that have been uncovered. Like, I had this happen last night. I'm going to be super raw about it. I took an Uber. I left the hotel for the first time in a couple days. I took an Uber to go get something, and I'm talking to the Uber driver, and he's a real estate investor, and he owns 12 properties in Las Vegas, and he's, like, crushing it. And he's been doing this for 10 years. And he's, like, the nicest guy. So I'm talking to him about real estate, and we start chatting, and I realized, I was like, you have 12 properties, like, your own houses, like, houses that you own only? And he's like, yeah. He's like, it's really easy. Super, super easy to do. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I realized in that moment that I have a belief in myself somewhere that investing in real estate to that capacity is, like, really difficult, super stressful. Like, I couldn't do that. Like, that's, this guy has some special, I was out on that last night. I realized it. And it was awesome to talk to this guy and hear that, you know, from his perspective, it's really easy. So, this is the kind of experiential real time, like looking within that we get to do when we realize that we're like stuck or we're not experiencing what we want. So does anybody want to share quickly like any of the gremlins that came out or any of the limiting beliefs? Ren, awesome. Thank you.
The latest one that I've uncovered, which kind of took me by surprise, was the one about non-negotiables. Because I was trying to figure out, all right, I've got two loans. I want to get one of them completely paid off and then really start crushing it on the second one. And I was trying to figure out, all right, how much am I going to put towards it? How much can I afford to put towards it? And trying to make a non-negotiable number. It's like, I have to put this much down every month on this loan so I can get it paid off in however long. Mm-hmm. And trying to come up with that number was insanely difficult.
Huh. What was difficult about it?
Well, one, trying to find a number that I could comfortably live with. And then also actually sticking to that number for mm-hmm. any reason. And then I realized, you know, my ex was kind of an asshole, and anything that I had that was a non-negotiable for me, he didn't give a rat's ass about, and he would push and prod and coerce and negotiate mm. and anything he could do to push those boundaries and push, you know, did not matter if I was like, no, this is not happening. He'd be like, well, are you sure? Maybe. And like, okay, you know what? I want to go kick his ass right now.
So you were challenged in your non-negotiables, and it sounds like manipulated. That sounds
absolutely. And yeah. then I also realized that's an issue that I kind of dealt with when I was growing up also, maybe not to as much of an extent, but I kind of think that maybe dealing with it in a lesser extent when I was a kid and growing up with that, it kind of opened me up to his manipulations later on. Mm-hmm. And now that I realize it, maybe I can fix that now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I plan on fixing that now.
Good for you. Yeah. Thank you. This is a really honest share. Can you describe a little bit about the connection between like how it's showing up for you presently and the connection between your challenge with the non-negotiables and like how that relates to like that relationship?
Well, it's just, I think just with the way he would push the boundaries and manipulate and everything, it kind of somehow ingrained a little bit of that voice in the back of my head. It's like, really need that much, you know, to put onto this, or can you do it with less, or, you know, what if something comes up? And you start thinking about all the what ifs, and you know, like, well, maybe I can't put quite that much on there. And mm-hmm. when really I probably could.
Mm-hmm. So you start questioning yourself that, I think what I'm hearing is the pattern of questioning yourself is like, it's a remnant from an echo from when somebody else was questioning you so much. And now it's like, well, can I trust myself? Wait, what if this isn't the right number?
Right. Uh-huh. And yeah, I do need to come up with a number that I actually can still work around and still leave some. I don't want to throw every extra penny at the debt, even though I want to. Mm-hmm. I do realize that's a little bit unrealistic because, well, what? It's like, yes, things do come up all the time. So, mm-hmm. But I really need to, for my own sanity, I feel like I need to actually get it scheduled in and dialed in so that I can actually make some progress on it.
Good for you. Yeah. That's a great point too, because it sounds like you want to be conscientious of making a realistic goal around this, you know, and not overextending yourself or underpaying it. And
right.
At the same time, so that the thought process that's going into it is great, but yes, there's a point where it's like, okay, I'm going to stop trying to figure like questioning myself, and I'm actually mm-hmm. just going to make an action plan here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Who else has had an experience where someone in their life, maybe a parent, a friend, a partner, had different money stories and kind of challenged yours. I've certainly had that experience. Yeah. Yeah, totally. So Ren, you are not alone. You know, we talked about this on the last call, ladies, where it's like hearing our parents argue and fight about money, or hearing our friends' parents, or just like how much like stress there can be in relationships around money. It's certainly, unfortunately, it's not a rarity, but that's why we're talking about all this stuff to heal it up. And I'm glad that you're not in that relationship anymore, Ren.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, rewriting our money story starts with everything that I just mentioned. So getting clear, like asking ourselves where these patterns and beliefs came from, really reflecting on and trying to remember what did we hear our parents say about money, especially our family of origin, because those are the people we're around the most. So we soak up those beliefs more than anything, really. But culture and the media as well, like what do we believe about rich people based on what we've seen in TV and the movies? Or maybe we went to a really wealthy high school and we weren't wealthy or whatever. So, identifying, you know, the stories that might be contributing to why we're acting the way we are with our financial situation. And, so awareness, right? We talk about awareness all the time. Step one, awareness. So, the kind of third part of this is the checking in with and identifying and creating a very clear version and vision of what we do want in our financial life relationship. So how do we want to feel about money, right? Feeling is, there's a lot of this around feeling. I think money is correlated with stress, anxiety, fear, instability, unpredictability, like all these, like, you know, kind of jumpy things that are I don't want to say negative, but like lower vibration. So how do we want to feel? How do you want to feel about money? So what we're going to be talking about now, and I'm going to open this up to a share, and I invite all of you to share, if you'd be willing, is getting clear about what we do want, like what would be amazing. And we kind of talked about this on the last call, like if, you know, what would be amazing for you and what would you do for the world, you know, or something you would do positively for the world if you were in thrive mode. So we're going to kind of open that up and expand that a little bit here and take a moment to think about if you could snap your fingers right now. Just bing. I know this is kind of fanciful, but bear with me. If you can snap your fingers, what would thrive mode look like for you? Like, what would that hell yes thrive mode, if you just like opened your eyes and you're like, heck yeah, this is what's up. This is what I've always wanted. So take a moment to think about that. And I'm going to invite you all, I'm going to give you a minute to think about it, but I'm going to invite you all to share at least just one thing from what your thrive mode looks like. And yeah. And this exercise is to help you start a process of getting really clear about what you do want, because I talk about this all the time, but then you know which direction to head in, right? So, okay. Any questions about this prompt? Okay. I'm going to take a moment to think of one on the spot here. Okay. All right, take another moment. I see that you're writing, Jessica. Okay. All right, so I'll start the round and then I'll invite everyone to share a piece of their hell yes thrive mode. Okay, mine is I'm gonna rephrase that. Gosh, see, I'm still practicing. I am going to, and I'm in the process of retiring my parents. I have seen my parents work so hard and struggle, not struggle, but work so hard. And I am so excited about my thrive mode moment when I'm like, all right, you guys, here's your account. You're good to go. Let's go travel and let's go have some fun. So that is hell yes for me for sure. All right. Does this make sense? Does anyone have any questions before we do round robin? Okay. Ren, I will go ahead and offer the mic to you.
Alrighty. For me, it'd be debt-free, mortgage-free, thriving studio business, doing like wholesale shows, online stuff, taking time off anytime I want to for any reason. I've got a friend who lives halfway across the continent. I would go visit her at least once a year. And I would pay for my little cousin, who's going to be 4 this year. I would pay for her future schooling and education, and whether that would be vocational school or college, whichever, as long as she graduates high school.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I wanted to earn it, but mm-hmm. I want to be able to offer that to her when the time comes.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. That's awesome. That touches my heart. Yeah, all right. Wonderful. All right, let's go to Sylvia. Would you be willing to share a slice of your Thrive Mode vision?
Sure. Let's see. I would spend my money, I guess, in any way that benefits the environment. So I would always buy local organic, even though it's more expensive, buy from brands that have values rather than big companies that may not, and be able to invest my money, you know, anywhere where it would have a good social impact. Also be able to go anywhere and live anywhere, I guess.
Yeah,
be able to use my money for good.
Yes, awesome. Yeah, beautiful. That was great. I know how much you care about the environment and conscientious you are about being a conscious citizen on the planet. And that's great. And also, as you were sharing that, it reminded me of something that our Thrive Mode, I'll get to this in a minute, but our Thrive Mode usually is really aligned with our values. Like, as you share what's in your Thrive Mode, mm-hmm. ladies, you might notice that, like, oh yeah, this is totally aligned with everything that I believe in. So, just a good thing to check in with. Cool. Thanks for sharing that. Awesome. Let's go to Mary. I don't know if you can hear me. You might be driving, but I invite you to share a slice of what your financial Thrive Mode looks like, if you'd be willing. No pressure. You might just be listening in, which is totally fine. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and Mary's iPhone raised her. Oh, she's raised her hand. Let's see here. Okay, I see that you raised your hand. Go ahead and unmute yourself, Mary, and share with us.
Can you hear me?
Yay, there you are. Awesome. Okay, wait, before you share, I wanna welcome you to the group. Everybody welcome Mary now that she's online.
Sweet.
We're so happy to have you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, you're welcome to share a slice of your Thrive Mode. What does that look like?
I think that I would build my grandma always wanted to build a nursing home. I think that I would do that for her. Aww. That was like her dream. She's always wanted to like win the lottery. She buys lottery tickets to this day. She's like 80 something.
Oh my gosh.
To build a nursing home back home. Like, she's from Palestine. So she wants to do that over there. And I would go visit my sister, who doesn't live in the country. And also, I would also like to retire my parents, like you said, so we share that. Retire our parents, because I also have seen my dad struggle, like, all throughout my life. He's, like, older now, and he still works, like, all day, so what I want to do.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Those are beautiful. I'm getting a really strong sense that you care a lot about the people in your life, and that part of your thriving is when other people thrive too and helping them thrive, which is amazing. Yeah, wonderful. Thanks for sharing. All right, cool. Let's go to Lisa. Would you be willing to share with us a slice of your Thrive Mode financial pie?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
Hi. So for me, the Thrive Mode looks like a lot of creation landing through me to the people, whether that be through art or presenting workshops or doing hands-on work with people. I just feel like I want to realize more of myself being a vessel and having information and inspiration come through me that reaches others in a really positive way, and that therefore ripples to their families, their children, their communities, and the environment as a whole. And of course with that is having the latitude to travel and continue giving my daughter amazing experiences in seeing the world and just having, you know, like top shelf experiences in her young life. And then of course to help her with her education as she grows into her higher education years.
Beautiful. I love that. Yes. I would love to know, or actually I would love to invite you as a fun, like visioning exercise to, if you haven't already, write out, journal about what, more specifically about what being that hell yes vessel would be like for you. Like, what would you be doing? What kinds of ways would you be impacting people? Do you have a sense of specifically what that would look like, or is it kind of like a general, just a general sense at this point?
You know, it's been definitely floating around and meshing more in my etheric world than in the physical world, but it just has to do with people healing, coming to a place of basically self-love so that that they can contribute that in turn to the world. So I don't know if that's specific or not. I don't know if it's through workshops or getting people to do hands-on work themselves. I don't have anything more specific than that, but I definitely feel it percolating.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's starting to come into focus and you have a general sense, which is great. I mean, it evolves. So thanks for sharing that. I love it.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. Let's see here. Layla, would you be willing to share a slice of your Thrive Mode?
So came up for me. My lifestyle, as well as just me becoming a stronger person through it, because for far too long, like, I just allowed myself to accept my circumstances with my money. And I think a part of it, for whatever reason, I felt like I was deserving of, like, that situation where I was, you know, I was financially having difficulties, and in the end it wasn't helping me, you know, it wasn't helping my relationship and my relationship with other people. And I found that it was very hard for me to be strong and give back to people that were giving so much to me, even though I made the effort, and I still do, of course. But I watched this motivational speaker once, Lisa Nichols. I love her. I don't know if you guys ever watch her YouTube videos, but, you know, she said something about keeping your cup full. So, like, she used the analogy of, like, a cup and then, like, a saucer, you know, underneath the cup. Mm-hmm. And if the cup isn't full, and which is your needs and taking care of yourself, and you're giving that to people, you know, you're giving away, like, stuff that you need that you haven't fulfilled yet, you know?
Yeah.
And where ideally, you know, you should be giving from your saucer, you know, because you want to take good care of yourself first and be able to give. Like, the better you take care of yourself, the more you can give back. So for me, you know, I would try to give back to the people in my life that give so much to me, but it was very difficult when, like, I needed to take care of myself, and I still do. So I find that with, you know, now I'm building up from that and just especially being overseas alone with my husband, it gives me a lot of time to just reflect and not really have distractions and focus primarily on that. And so I'm looking forward to personally like thriving where I'm like happy with where I'm at. I'm happy with myself, so I can begin to give back more and consider things, consider other people, be a better person for the people that I care about. So that's one thing. And then the other thing I think where I thrive, at least for the next few years, and I don't know what the next 10 years is going to look like, is just like continuing to do what we love. You know, we worked really hard to get here in Thailand. It wasn't easy. And I continue to work, continue to train martial arts because my husband and I love martial arts, and explore, you know, do that for as long as we can or as long as we would like to. And, you know, and maybe we come home for like 6 months and then we go back on the road again. You know, I don't know. I don't know yet, but I feel like if I continue down this path of, you know, working digitally and towards something that I like and building myself, we can continue to, you know, live that like thriving, we can build and live a really thriving lifestyle, which we're getting some of that now, which has been nice, but we're trying to build it. So.
Yay. Yes. Awesome. Thanks for that share. Yeah. It sounds like, it kind of to generalize it, it's having the freedom to do what you want and having the freedom and the ability to help those who have helped you in return. Right. Yeah. Love it. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's see here. Jessica, would you be willing to share a slice of your thrive mode?
Sure. Mine is pretty similar. So my thrive mode would be valuing my time over monetary requirements so that I can give with my actions and live with passion and not feel worried. So part of that is like trying to build up passive income. So things are kind of like taking care of themselves on the side, and also finding ways for my passions to be fruitful so that I can be comfortable and focus on what really matters to me at the end of the day, which is not like how much money is in the bank.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you for that. Who can relate with what Jessica said about like being able to shift focus, right? Yeah. So relatable. So much of our consciousness and our like thoughts, and it's just like, you know, attention is devoted to that. What would our life look like if it was like not a set it and forget it, but you know, we had an accountant and a bookkeeper and like it was all dialed and like we check in once in a while, but like we can devote our attention to things that we're wanting to do. Oh my goodness. Right? Love what you're saying there, Jessica. Thank you. And let's see, Kim, you have not shared yet. Would you like to share with us part of your hell yes?
Sure. I said to be debt free. No anxiety. So what she just said is great. of thinking about what to do pay to pay. Like it's just there and I know it and it's fine. I would love to put my kids through school. That's something I want to do. And travel more. I would love to travel a lot more than I do now. I think I used to travel way more when my kids were smaller than I do now when they're teenagers. Give to charities no matter where I end up, but always give back to where I grew up at. So that's like a big thing for me. And also for my business to grow and especially be able to reach out to people in terms of meditation, dance, and yoga. So, yeah.
Love it. Yeah. Doing things that you enjoy, having the freedom and the flexibility. Yeah, that seems to be a theme that's coming up here, ladies, is that like being able to do what we want, right? Thanks for sharing, Kim. Yes. Okay, so thank you for sharing, ladies, all of your slices of your thrive mode, what that looks like, what that would be like for you. Your homework, your fun work, your thrive work this week is to write this out, embellish it, have fun with it. Like, you know, whether it's in 1 year my Thrive Mode looks like, or whether it's like, you know, if you could snap your fingers right now, what I want you to do is get clear about what your hell yes is. Okay. Like everything else we talk about, like this is a big part of everything else that's connected. So how do you want to feel? What kinds of things do you want to be doing? How are you generating your income? How is it, you know, managed? What is your lifestyle like? Like, but all in like Thrive Mode, like what would that look like for you? And I just want to remind us all too that, two things. First is that the reason that this is important, as we've discussed at length, is getting clear about what you do want. And then I'm going to invite you to read the visualization, meditate on your Thrive Mode, and really dedicate time to that. Like, it works if you work it. So, you know, in the morning, reading through your visualizations for 5 minutes, at night, thinking about them as you fall asleep or reading through them, like keep that stuff in there, keep it happening. And this is going to help reprogram those destructive and disempowering money stories that were in there, because you're now shifting your focus from what doesn't work and the toxic thinking that was in there to what you really do want. So, I cannot understate the importance of getting clear about what it is that you do want. So the second thing I wanted to say is that in your visualizing, and as you visualize and create, write out your Thrive Mode, and your hell yes, it make sure that it's still in the realm of like, there's a part of you that believes that it could happen. Even if it's like a little tiny part of you that believes it can happen. What doesn't work for our subconscious is if we visualize something that is just so out of our belief system at present that our subconscious, our mind is just like, yeah, effing right. Like there's no way, you know, like if I was like, I'm going to make $5 million tomorrow or something, you know, like that's my subconscious is like, what are you talking about? You're delusional. So we want to make sure that our visualizations are within the realm of possibility, even if it seems like a pipe dream. That's kind of the idea here, is like visualizing the hell yes, but keeping it within a realm where our subconscious is like, you know, that sounds kind of improbable, but it's a possibility. It's not impossible. Right. So dream big, definitely write out your juicy hell yes in like all the best ways. But make sure that when you read it back to yourself, you don't have this immediate knee jerk reaction of like, you know, like, yeah, right. It's just not even, can't even access it. Right. So does that make sense? Everyone into it? Okay, great. And so the next piece of this is what you may notice as you do this is that as you write your Thrive Mode, resistance is going to come up. Right? Some like questions, fears, anxieties, doubts, insecurities, like it's going to trigger your old money stories. And so this is kind of, it's like a full circle process here where it's like, by getting clear about what you do want, you get to feel into anything that comes up for you about the possibility of you actually being able to do it. And anything that comes up for you around, no, I can't, or I'm not smart enough, or I'm horrible at money, or, you know, all that stuff. Those are the gremlins that we're trying to catch. Right. So we're going to like write down, like add those to the limiting beliefs around unpacking your money story, and capture them, because we want to catch these gremlins that have been, you know, keeping us back and keeping us stuck. And oftentimes it's like, I don't think I can. I don't believe I can. Like there, other people can do it, but I can't do that. Like that's crazy. Or like me in the cab last, or the Uber last night, when I was like, wow, 12 income properties in Vegas. That's crazy. And he's like, oh, it's easy. Right. So that's what I get to write this down and be like, huh, well, I wonder why I don't have 12 income properties. Cause I think it's hard. I have a story around that it's hard. So no wonder. Right. So get clear about what you want, and then be really aware of what comes up in terms of the resistance. And then, and we have about 10 more minutes now, but I'm going to try not to go over tonight. So then how do we rewrite it? Like, so what do we do? Now we know it's not working. You know, we know where we're at and we know what we want, but how do we change things, right? How do we get from here to where we want to go? So the visualization, getting cleared, those are really, really important pieces. But also an important piece of this is to disprove and discredit those beliefs that were programmed into us when we were kiddos or when we were younger, you know, from our and from our environment. Because it's one thing to get clear about what we want and focus on it. That's great. But if we still have tapes in there that are telling us that money is evil or that rich people are greedy or that no one can make a living unless they're in a 9-to-5 career. I mean, we absorb a bunch of weird shit, right? So if we still have all that stuff going on in there, it's going to be challenging for us to move forward into what we do want. So what we want to do is take those beliefs, once we recognize them and the patterns and the stories, and we want to disprove them, right? Because we get to decide whether they're going to be true for us or not. And the likelihood is that there's no inherent, like, universal truth to any of those beliefs that we're holding on to. It sure might seem like rich people are greedy and bad people. Sure might seem like that based on what we've been exposed to. But is it universally true? No, right? So if this belief isn't working for us and if it's keeping us from what we want, we need to get rid of it. And the way to get rid of that, one of the angles of attack here is to disprove it. And break open that black and white thinking. This relates a lot to the 10 cognitive distortions and Byron Katie's work and cognitive behavioral therapy. So what we want to do is we want to find every shred of evidence that we can in support of the belief that we do want to have that's going to get us to where we want to go. So using my example from last night, if I want to have 12 income properties in Las Vegas, right? And I think that that's bananas hard to do and like I could never do it, I'm probably going to want to hang out with my have something figured out. And I'm going to want to do some, you know, some research around like the process of it. So instead of just like throwing up a wall and being like, I can't, it's too hard, it's a challenge, you know, it's, you have to work hard to earn a lot or whatever, like all these things, let's put them under the microscope. Let's put them under the lens and find every example we can to disprove that. Okay. So examples of people who are generous in the world and who are wealthy, super minted, right? And do amazing things. Or examples of digital nomads out there who are crushing it with their businesses and like passive income and they're just like retired at 22 or whatever the hell. So whatever our goals are, whatever our thrive mode looks like, let's find examples in support of that so that we can replace the tapes that have been in there with these new examples, right? And what that does, it does a lot of things, but what it does is it our mind goes, our consciousness goes from I can't or this is wrong or this isn't possible to once we disprove that, then, or we discredit it, then our mind is like, like maybe there's a possibility that I could do that. It starts usually with like, you know, it's a possibility. And then as we orient, it's like, hell yeah, I could do that. So this is important work. It's a process. And it works. It works. One of the things that holds most of us back from the things that we want is telling ourselves like that we can't do it or that there are all these reasons why, you know, all the reasons. And if it's just this general, like, you know, generalization of why we can't, and we're not taking the time to be like, is this even true? Is this story even valid? Then we're nothing's going to change for us. So changing, as I talk about all the time, changing our inner game changes our entire life and how our life shows up and what we experience. So another step in this is to, once you figure out which beliefs are aligned with what you want, I can have passive income streams, or I can travel freely, or I can retire my parents. Like once we start to like orient toward our vision and what beliefs do we need to adopt to support that? It's like core belief, like it's possible for this to happen. That's an important belief to put in there. And we need to support that with evidence, and then we need to take action on it. Right. So, something Ren had said earlier too, just like being in our heads and trying to figure things out. And like, that's great. That's part of the journey. That's part of the process. But if we're just up in our heads and we're like, okay, well, now I know the beliefs that are aligned and now I know my vision and like, you know, I'm going to be visualizing. That's great. But if you don't take action, if you don't create like a strategy around this, then it's going to develop slower. The process is going to be slower. So what actions do you need to take to totally, you know, reinvent and align with what you want? Maybe you need to learn and become a ninja with budgeting. Maybe you need to reach out to your network and talk to your friends who seem to have it figured out when it comes to financials, right? Maybe reaching out to those bloggers or those digital nomads who are, you know, thriving and like asking them how they did it or reverse engineering how they did it or learning about real estate, taking a real estate course, right? So most of the time, the gap that we think is like the impossibility gap is really just an information gap and a resource gap. And there's nothing you ladies can't do, honestly. Like we're very fortunate to live in a place where yes, as much crooked financial stuff is going on. The oyster is yours, right? And yeah, it's going to take some complete, like a complete rehaul of those money stories. But also it's a recipe, right? Like learn what you need to learn, connect with the people you need to connect with so that you can have the life of thriving that you really desire. And get support, surround yourself with people who believe in it, watch inspirational YouTube videos, you know, read books, get super, super wise about all of this, investing or whatever's aligned with your dreams. And there's no need to reinvent the wheel. There's already somebody out there living the life you want to live. I'm just going to say it right now. Somebody out there right now. So, and maybe probably multiple people, and not that they're a better person than you. They're probably not, they're not smarter than you. They're not cooler than you. They're just another person in the world. And if they can do it, you can do it. And if they can do it and they're doing it, that means that there's a recipe that they followed, right? Like there's a way that they got there, and you can find that way out by finding these people and then like reverse engineering how they did it. So rewriting our money story, is like, you have to want to do it in the first place. And with that desire to rewrite your money story, these are the steps to rewrite it and to start to reprogram yourself and then to take the action. And the action piece is really, really important. So, once you realign and once you get clear about what you want and once you start taking action toward it, like it starts happening, right? Things start to flow, things start to shift. But nothing changes if nothing changes. So we get to start to work on this stuff if we really want what we say we want in our lives. So kind of amending some of this, but we are nearly at time right now. Thank you for listening to all of that. Does anybody have any questions or doubts or like shares or what came up for you when I just unpacked that? Wow, cool. All right. Everybody's on the level. Just kidding. There's nothing. Of course, if you ask questions, it's fine too. All right. So let's go ahead and do a takeaway round here. If anybody needs to hop off, totally fine. I know we are at time, but if you're willing to stay on, thank you. Let's do some takeaways. Anything that resonated with you or stood out to you or that you learned or anything that connected for you tonight, feel free to share that for your takeaway. And before we do that, I'm just feeling really, really called to emphasize this one key thing that I just mentioned, which is that whether we believe we can or whether we believe we can't, we're going to be right. Right. So please check in with the limitations that you're co-signing and endorsing in your belief systems. Like, please check in with what you think you can or cannot do. Please call out the stories about what you think is possible for yourself and what you're capable of, because you are capable of things that are beyond comprehension, and you can do whatever you put your mind to, So I just pray and I hope that you at least begin to give yourself permission to believe that what you dream of is possible, with especially with this financial piece. Like, just give yourself permission to be like, okay, maybe I could be a millionaire, instead of being like, yeah, fucking right. Okay. Like, give yourself just the permission, like, what do you have to lose? But the belief piece is key. It's really crucial. If you don't believe you can do it, it's not probably not going to happen. So yeah. Believe in yourselves, ladies. I feel like a Disney princess right now saying this stuff, but it's all true. Okay. Let's go ahead and do a takeaway round. Oh, PS, by the way, module 8, the money story is relationship with money is in process of being, built right now. The two workbooks are finished. They're out. I emailed those out earlier today, but there will also be like, there's video links in one of the workbooks in 8.2. And then it will be an actual like module online, in the next week or so. So thanks for your patience with that. And there's gonna be lots of fun resources. The books, the recommended reading, You're a Badass at Making Money, Science of Getting Rich, and Soul of Money. Do them, read them. They are awesome. And then there's some great videos that'll be in there too. So sweet. All right, ladies, let's do any questions about anything before we do takeaways. Okay. All right.
Hi.
What? Yeah, Mary.
What was the last book that you said?
The last what?
The last book that you just said.
The last book?
Yeah. You said You're a Badass at Making Money, The Science of Getting Rich. And what was the other one?
Oh, The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist. Really important book to read. Around finances. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, of course. Good question. Thank you for that. Okay. Let's, I'm gonna go counterclockwise this time. Jessica, would you be willing to share a takeaway?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I think I realized through this conversation that I am like experiencing some gremlins as I think about some new ideas that I have, and you know, telling myself that that I will not enjoy I would maybe change my career. So I'm telling myself that I would not enjoy this new career because it's something I would love to do. And so, you know, my experience so far has been doing things that I haven't been passionate about in order to have a successful money story. And I want to change that. So reminding myself that doing what I love does not have to mean that I will be poor. And just,
yes.
So having this, but it's easy to kind of slip into those fears on a day-to-day basis. So this conversation has been a helpful reminder to monitor those thoughts and change them around when they start popping up, because they are pretty limiting when they do come up.
Great. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. There's who can relate with that limiting belief of I can't make great money doing what I love, right? Yeah, that's like pounded into us somehow societally. So I love that you're catching that one. And this is a great opportunity to implement the things I mentioned earlier. So find examples of people who do, right? Like look within and remind yourself that you can, right? And find some evidence for that and start building that replacement for that limiting belief. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. That's great. Kim, would you be willing to share a takeaway?
I think the whole thing has been insightful for me. Listening to other people, as well as looking at my own fears and everything. I believe that I can. And I have a plan. So I feel like I'm moving in that direction, and listening to everybody else. I have to say, for me, the takeaway is just feeling so comfortable with people all across the country that a few months ago I didn't even know. And really taking a look at myself and learning from you all and, you know, looking at my own, and I'm like, you know, it's a really cool thing, first of all. But, you know, I don't know. I think the whole thing was just a great experience for me because I never have this conversation with friends.
Right.
I talk about what I want to do or what I don't have and I wish I had more, but it's kind of like a gripe session. Mm-hmm. And this was so not that. This is, you know, come up with a solution. Think about what you really think of this. And, you know, sometimes I will have a conversation with one of my friends and she just looks at me like, okay, you know, because I'm like spitting all this stuff out and I'm like, okay, nobody thinks about this. I think, I don't know, nobody thinks about it the way we've discussed it in anything. So it is just really yet another thing that's pushing me to the point where I want to be, you know, and I walk away from it feeling like I'm going to do it. So
yes,
that was a lot, but yes,
that's great. Oh yeah. Thank you for that, Kim. Awesome. Yes. Terrific. All right. Layla, would you be willing to share a takeaway?
I didn't realize it until Kim said it, but yeah, I really don't have these kind of conversations with my friends at all, you know, because it's such a weird subject, you know. Mm-hmm. Like you talk about money and everyone's kind of like, ooh.
Yeah,
you
know? Right? Like...
I think it's unfortunate because it's something that we all go through and like we all feel the struggles related to that. And I think that if we shared open conversation like this, you know, we all gain a lot from it. I feel like, you know, I think first we realize we're not the only ones, and second, exchanging ideas, mm-hmm. With each other on how to be better, and you showing us, giving us tools. And I know it's a little bit repetitive. I don't mean to be repetitive from what Kim said.
You're good.
I didn't realize it was a takeaway until Kim said something. I was like, oh yeah. And then another thing is that how important, you know, visualization is. It's something that's new to me, and I've been practicing a couple times a week. Ideally, I'd like to do it every day. And some things I'm very clear with what I want, and other things I'm not so clear, such as this. So today I've been kind of just listening and taking things in a lot, and thinking about, okay, I think it's important for me to really like journal about what I clearly want in my future with this, and what I would like out of this, so I can visualize that. And I think with the visualization, you just believe in yourself. You begin to believe in yourself and see, and I think that's when the results come in, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes work too, but when you believe in yourself, it doesn't, and then you work with it, it just kind of comes together. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. Love what you're saying. Yeah. Thanks for that takeaway. Awesome. Yeah, thanks for being willing to open up and talk about this, ladies. Like, not for most circles. I mean, some people do talk about it, and probably shows in the way that their the health of their money story is positive. But for a lot of people, it's just like, I'm not going to talk to anybody about money. So I'm grateful that you all are willing to have this conversation this way today. Okay, my screen just kind of reoriented, but Lisa, would you be willing to share a takeaway? You might be occupied doing something else. Okay, I'll go to Ren. Would you be willing to share a takeaway?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, actually really what Kim said also, I think I've had like one money conversation with like one friend who's like in a relatively similar situation, but otherwise yeah, we don't really talk about it with anybody, and it kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. It's like, it really sucks. It's like, and I was thinking recently, it's like, this is, I don't know, this is like stuck in my head, so I have to share it. I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
It's like, I was thinking recently, you know, it's like, about how do I want to get rid of my one loan? And one of the things I was thinking of was, like, I was thinking about getting a part-time job, like, on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend's really the only time I have to do any extra work. And I have a lead on a job. I don't know if it's going to pan out. If it doesn't, I've decided I'm okay with that, because I kind of want to go sit in a coffee shop on a Saturday morning and just try to sell sketches for
them. Yeah, right.
Because nice. I was actually getting a little bit anxious about the possibility of working on the weekends and getting more burnt out.
So yeah. I
feel a little bit burnt out with all the other things that have been going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know how it's going to pan out yet, but
mm-hmm.
just like that just keeps like, because I had actually done a little bit of visualization on that, and it would be fun because I've got a friend who works at that place. And she said, it's really easy. It's pretty low key and stuff. I'm like, okay, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still another thing to be responsible for. And I kind of don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I would invite you to get clear about what you do want with this situation, because you know, that energy is going to impact things. And
yeah.
If you're kind of like wishy-washy, like, I'm not really sure, you know, I mean, it's one thing if right. it's like, oh, both cases are great. But if it's like
right.
resistance going on, then you might want to check in with that. Like, maybe imagine yourself yeah. in the interview and they're like, okay, you're hired. And like, pause button.
Like, oh, crap.
Exactly. If that's the reaction, then maybe might want to reevaluate. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for that. Okay, Lisa, I'm going to just come back to you. In case you're here for a takeaway.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
Oh, hi.
Awesome. Hi. Oh my gosh, Rin, that was such a good positive trigger for me to zero in on myself, your reaction to possible work, because I'm in the same situation. I just worked for the summer. I'm laid off. I did my fabulous trip with my daughter to Paris. Now I'm back home and unemployed, and, you know, I just basically got two jobs over the last couple of days chasing the same employee that I've been doing for years, working in kitchens, which is breaking my body down big time. Mm. And I keep saying, you know, I need to not be doing this work, but it's the fear of money, of not having enough money, that keeps me continuing to do this kind of work, because it's always afforded me a decent living. And so, you know, just checking in with myself for these couple of jobs that came through, I'm kind of dreading, like, oh, great. Well, it's nice to know that I'm hireable, but at the same time, this is not what I want to be doing. I don't know. It's, you know, Fawn, this work is so important, and I know that personally I need to be more committed to doing the work just to get clear, because as I listen to all of you, I'm just realizing that formulating for myself my future vision for myself is really essential.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you all for being clear on your side and mirroring to me some of the important pieces being put into place to, you know, to land this bigger vision that we have for ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Lisa. Mm-hmm. So appreciated. Yeah. It's, you know, who can relate with any, like, a part of what Lisa said there about, you know, the dissonance. Yeah. We're all raising our hands. I don't know if you can see us, but we're with you. We feel you for sure. And sometimes, I mean, Jessica kind of spoke to this last call, but sometimes we get to do things that maybe aren't the hell yes, like saving or being frugal or picking up a couple jobs we don't enjoy, sometimes that is a part of the journey to our hell yes, right? Like that's, yeah, and sometimes it's a part of it. And, but I really appreciate with what you're saying. It sounds like you're getting ever clearer with yourself around like, I can't do this and I don't want to do this for a moment longer than I absolutely have to. So I need to start focusing on my vision and like start creating that. So mm-hmm. I hope that's an impetus for you to take that on and start designing it. Cause, that's exciting. And so I recommend to everybody, to read You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero and The Science of Getting Rich and The Soul of Money. These books are great. Any other financial suggestions or books around finances that, you ladies have read that you find valuable, feel free to post those in the Facebook group. That's, I would really appreciate that. But these are three that are, they're philosophical. These aren't like, you know, strategic, how to, you know, create passive income. It's not, these aren't about that. They're about like the inner game piece of, having financial alignment and financial wealth and how to really bring that in and call it in. And so they're, and especially Jen's book is just funny and super inspiring and lots of action items in it. So, to continue this conversation with yourself, dive into those and the workbooks and, the module will be complete and up by next week. And all right, I will set you free. Thanks for hanging over with me, ladies. If anyone has a question, raise your hand and I'll stay after class with you. But otherwise, you are free to go. All right. Yay. Thanks for joining me. Much love to you.
Love to you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Health, wealth, and the pursuit of happiness to all of you.
Cheers to that.
Yay. Awesome. All right. My next call will be from Mexico. So I'll see you all in Mexico next time.
Cool.
All right. Lots of love, ladies. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.